The following program is produced by the Tech Talk Radio Network.
If we want to get some social media attention, we got to start with a group selfie.
Excuse me, didn't Ellen do this like 3 years ago?
Hey, does Tay Diggs follow you on Twitter?
No, but Kraft Singles does.
Hey, what's up? This is Tom Arnold, and you're listening to Tech Talk Radio. They're really great, and I love them. Hey, how about a copy of Windows? Can I get a laptop?
This is Tech Talk Radio. I'm Andy Taylor.
And I'm Justin Lemmy.
We're the show that talks about computers,
technology,
and the internet. Justin, good to see you, man.
Yeah, good to see you too.
Yeah.
It's been a week.
Yeah, now
a
you,
whole week.
In this meantime of doing this, you took a trip to Chicago.
Chicago.
Now, did you go to Bill Murray's new place? He's got the Caddyshack restaurant in Chicago. You didn't
what?
Go. You didn't
no,
go.
What? I didn't know about that. What? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Okay, so Bill Murray and his brothers, they had this restaurant in Florida that was doing really good, and it's based on the movie Caddyshack.
Okay, yeah.
So they opened one in Chicago, and it's
why
open
did
now.
They open one in Chicago first? Because that's where he's from,
you
right?
You would think, but I guess they wanted to test the waters. And, okay. I mean, they have everything that any Caddyshack lover would love in their restaurant in Chicago.
You know what? I gotta say something. I've never seen Caddyshack.
I haven't either.
What? Okay, I don't feel so bad no more.
I think I've seen like bits and clips.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I never seen the whole thing straight through.
I know
but I've seen bits and clips.
They're trying to blow up a little groundhog. I know that, or gopher, or whatever that thing is, and it dances to Kenny Loggins tunes.
Yeah.
Which you can hear in the background.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it either. There's so many movies that came out at that time period. I wanted to see. That's one of Meatballs. I've never seen.
Okay, well, you need to go watch Caddyshack tonight.
Yeah, maybe I will. I got Silicon Valley tonight, you know?
You know what? I have not seen a single episode of this season yet because I have not resubscribed to HBO.
Why not?
Well, I'm lazy. I got a one-year-old kid, actually one-and-a-half-year-old kid. So, I don't have time. I want to.
You got to go. All right, so yeah. Bill Murray's restaurant is called mbcshack.com. That's a website, at
Wait,
least.
Wait, mbcshack.com.
It's called the Murray Brothers Caddyshack.
Oh, my God. These are all the Murray Brothers?
Yeah. The guy on the left, was in one of the funniest movies I ever saw called One Crazy Summer with John Cusack. He's hilarious in that movie.
But the guy that's the lowest guy, the guy that's like with a beer bottle next to his face.
You didn't know that's a Murray?
I didn't know that was a Murray.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But what was he in? What was his most famous movie in?
Well, he's been in just about every TV show you can think about. He was in The Middle. Yeah. Okay. I mean, he's been in tons of stuff.
I can hear his voice too. I can't do his voice.
Brian Doyle Murray.
He's got kind of a gravelly voice.
Yeah, he's got a gravelly voice like that. You know?
Yeah. And then the guy on the right, a lot of people say, wait, that's a Murray brother as well?
He looks like a stoner.
Yeah, he usually played the stoner. He might have been in Caddyshack as well.
Wait, is that Beetlejuice standing behind him?
No, I don't know who that guy is. He's one of the brothers. Okay. He's one of the other brothers. And that's not Larry David in the middle next to Bill Murray.
It looks like Larry David, yeah. But yeah, if you're missing out on this, mbcshack.com, go there and look at the picture. Yeah.
So they have two restaurants, one in St. Augustine, Florida, for our Florida listeners. And for our Chicago listeners, it's in Rosemont.
It's in Rosemont, Chicago.
Now, see, they're having a morning show boot camp. Which is the 30th anniversary of Morning Show Bootcamp, which is for radio morning shows these are really high personality shows, which obviously I'm not.
What are you talking about, dude? You've been doing morning shows since I was born.
Yeah, but okay. I mean, the morning show I did.
Let me expand on that.
Wait a minute. Hold on. When you're born?
Yeah. You're not that young. When did you start in radio?
89.
Okay. You started in radio in 89.
Yeah. That's when I started in radio. First morning show was in 91.
Okay, so 91, I was 10 years old.
So you were 10. You would have been listening. If your mom would have let you.
Where did you start your first radio career?
Palm Springs.
Palm Springs.
No, my first station was a station called The Mighty Wiz.
What?
KWIZ in California. It's now a Vietnamese radio station.
Wait, they have a Vietnamese radio station?
Yeah. California, you go down to California, you take a drive through Garden Grove, which is very close to Anaheim. Yeah, okay. Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, when the airlift happened out of Vietnam, the government brought a lot of people through different parts of the country, and a large group settled in California. Well, Garden Grove, and they have taken Garden Grove, and they've culturally made it to what life was like when they before they left. The buildings, the architecture, the names, and they have, now have their own very own radio stations. They have TV stations. I mean, it's great business for the city of Garden Grove, which, was always on the outskirts of where Disneyland was. But if you want really good, authentic, like Vietnamese food, you want to go down to Garden Grove. It's just if you want really good, authentic Indian food, if you're in California, you go to Norwalk, Artesia. Because, again, you have big culture zones where a lot of people from the foreign countries, they all kind of assimilated there.
Yeah.
And if you want good Caddyshack food, you go to Chicago.
Chicago. But so speaking of Chicago, I was there only for, I arrived Sunday night and I left Wednesday morning. And other than actually working hours, doing, 9 to 5 type of working hours, I don't really remember all that much. Because anytime my guys get together and we go out and we drink like fish.
I can imagine. Yes.
And I don't really remember all that much, actually. I do remember. Oh, you know what? Speaking of that, I do need to give a shout out, actually, please, to two of my coworkers, because they said, if you're really doing this show, you got to give us a shout out. So I want to give a shout out to Hemel.
They didn't believe it.
I want to give a shout out to Hemel, and I want to give a shout out to Joe, and I want to give a shout out to Victor.
Okay. Hemel, he's like a little figurine, isn't he?
Hemel Patel. Yeah.
Oh,
Hemel
Patel. He's my brother.
Yeah.
He's my brother.
Hemel, just to let you know, if you're listening, Andy is also Indian as well. So,
Let me tell you a funny story. Hemel will enjoy this story. So one of my passions, and we're going to get into the tech. Don't worry. I mean, we're a tech show. Mm-hmm. One of my passions is feeding birds. I love, there is nothing better than I love to feed the birds. It's just,
you are so old.
Right. It's exciting and it's peaceful to watch them eat and you feel like I'm helping you, little bird. All right. So you just had a revelation about
I have a revelation. I got to tell you about it after this.
So I decided the other day I didn't have any bird seed. So I had this. I couldn't find any. So I had this bag of what we call Indian boondi. All right. And what it is, it's like a trail mix in India, and it's made of little, it looks like a trail mix, little bits and stuff. So I go in the backyard.
You killed your birds, didn't you?
I go out the backyard, and I kind of crunch some of it up in my hand, and I put it on the ground, and I'm all happy. And so the curtains are open, I can see outside, and the birds come up. Every single bird that flew in started pecking at it and then spit it out.
Too much salt.
Nobody ate any. They actually and they give like an angry look to the door where I was standing.
They're like, really?
And no, they did not like it. Yes.
So speaking of birds, we have a security camera on the front door. It's actually a full size. You think of like CCTV cameras, right? The full size cameras. We have one of those mounted on our front door, and couple days ago we had the front door open because it's being nice weather in Denver. We had the front door open, we kept hearing bird chirps, and we're like, what's going on? And I looked outside, and below the camera, I didn't look up at that point, but I looked down at the ground, and there was like sticks and stuff on the ground, and I'm like,
oh no,
what's going on? And I look up finally, and I see we got a bird's nest
that is nesting above the camera.
They're making a bird's nest between the wall, which is in the corner,
right?
Of the house. So they've got a corner type where the mount of the camera provides a perfect area for a bird's nest.
That is awesome.
I was like, oh, that's so cool. And so I'm kind of like trying to watch and see what kind of birds they are. It turns out they're robins.
Oh, nice.
And robins, I did not know about this, but robins are very territorial when it comes to their bird's nest.
Right, right.
Because earlier today, I was out front working on the yard, and I kept getting dive bombed by robins.
fly, Robin, fly.
Yeah, because they were attacking me because I was getting too close to their nest, and I'm like, I'm sitting here thinking like, I pay the rent, okay? This is my house. I own this house. I don't pay rent. I pay mortgage. You're in my house now. But they kept dive bombing me.
Yeah, you can't really, you know, work it out with a bird.
It's cute. You know, so we're basically going to try to keep the door shut as much as possible. But my cats are going nuts.
Right.
Because they hear the bird chirp and they're just like, they see the birds flying in and out and they're just going nuts at the front door.
Well, I'm wondering, could this be a hazard though to the camera? Because
no, the camera doesn't work anyway.
Oh.
don't tell anybody about that, but the camera doesn't work anyway. The camera failed long ago.
I have one of those.
It's there for a deterrent.
Yeah, I have one that's sitting in our studio that's pointing outside that it's a dummy camera. But there is another one to capture that. Speaking of that, here we go.
Hold on, one more thing. Right. My neighborhood, I posted on our neighborhood page. I'm like, hey, guys, we're going to have little ones again. And I was like, no, not humans, but birdies. And people are like, we want a live camera upon the camera. To watch the hatching.
That's a neat idea.
They're saying you got to put a live camera. And I'm like, okay, well, how do I do that? So I've got to figure out a way. What I want to do is I want to take one of my Foscam cameras. I want to mount it outside, but I don't want to get murdered in the process.
You're going to get your eyes pecked out.
I know, but I want to mount another camera out there. And then I want to do is I want to do a public live stream.
Right.
And I just want to stream this because, you know, what was that? The giraffe.
Oh yeah,
and the other thing at the zoo that, you know, people were like, millions of people were watching
hawks,
the birth.
They do hawks all the time.
Yeah, the hawks, the eagles, and stuff. I'm like, well, wait, how can I at least get like 10,000 viewers if I do like a couple of robins getting hatched? Like, I think I could.
I think there's some cameras you can get that will actually. You know what you should do? Just do a webcam. You get the Logitech Circle.
Yeah, but I don't want to keep my computer running all the time. Just record that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Oh, you could just do Logitech webcam and stream it. Just set up a stream. Boom, you're good to go.
Well, that's what I'm thinking about doing is I got my Foscam, right?
Right.
My Foscams are IoT, Internet of Things.
Right.
So I can NAT the private IP to a public IP that I have and then just do a port to it and then just be like, hey, anybody want to watch this? They go to this IP.
How fast could you do that? Because again, you can get your eyes pecked out. You have to go out there in a bee suit.
That part is internal to the house, so I don't have to worry about that. It's the fact of mounting the camera outside without getting murdered.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're going to go out there in a Walter White outfit. You're going to look like you're from Breaking Bad.
Or from E.T., you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a neat idea.
No, but it's a cool thing.
Well, so I mentioned Logitech. I want to mention Logitech Circle.
Okay, yeah.
Here's one reason I like that. Okay, no, Logitech Circle works on battery, has a battery backup, but it can also be plugged in, has a magnetic base, and you can actually disconnect the camera and move it, which is kind of cool. So that Logitech makes this device, which is good. I've got one. I love it. But we just looked at a brand new product this past week. We showed it on TV. It's called Reolink, the Reolink Argus 2. Now, this is what's so cool about this. We didn't get a chance to talk about it last week because you were, you know, obviously working so hard in Chicago.
Oh, working hard to maintain my sobriety.
It is a wireless, true wireless camera for home security. And the reason I say that is there is a wire that goes to it, but that wire is connected to a solar panel. And so the solar panel, which is incredibly cheap, under $30, it can mount that, comes with all the mounts. And then that's sold extra. And then you plug it into the back of the camera where the power port is, and it will trickle charge that rechargeable battery that's in the camera itself, which can also be mounted. So yeah, you really have no, you know, and then of course you connect to your internet to it and do it that way. However, now the camera is only about $130, and it does 130 degree view. It has, an SD card slot on it because they don't have a cloud service as of this broadcast, but they say they're going to have one. This is where some companies, you get your security system set up and you realize I've got to pay a monthly subscription to save any of my data. Well, now here is what they're doing. They've got an SD card in the camera. It will save when you want it to save, or you can tell it to save on movement. It's PIR. So what happens is it reads heat signatures. And so when a heat signature moves in front of it, or something, then it will activate and start recording and can save that recording, can notify you, do all of that stuff. But again, for the price, it's not that bad and easy to hook up. But they've got a product that's on Kickstarter right now. And it's going to change the way things work. Although some people say, well, I don't have AT&T. It's a truly wireless internet connection. It does not use your internet. It uses a connection that is provided on board through AT&T. So you get an AT&T subscription for the device. And then when something happens, it doesn't even use your home Wi-Fi. So if somebody was to shut down your power,
you
would still be able to send you a notification that something's going on at your house. That's the future of tech. I think in home security, that's, you know, offboarding it to a vendor like AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, T-Mobile, or Sprobel, or whatever they're going to be now. That's going to be
Sprobel.
That's a, you know, that's a pretty big deal. So anyway, check out, you want to check out Reolink, R-E-O-L-I-N-K, and get more information about the Kickstarter campaign. That's going to be a little more pricey, though. I think it's going to be about $299.
Okay.
But you can get a special deal now through the Kickstarter campaign. And of course, you'll have to set up an account with AT&T, but that might be the way to go. And again, they're so easy to set up. It was voice driven. So like what it would do is as soon as I connected the battery, it said, please install the app. So you install the app. And then once you've installed the app, it'll tell you to move forward to the next phase. And then it'll say, point the camera at your smartphone. And the smartphone is generating a signal for that. So it then goes ahead and connects. It makes all the necessary things. And then you take it and you do it. It's all done by voice. So again, it helps you along. So anybody that's been timid about, you know, maybe installing, going through this whole process, not running to wire, run extensive wires, this is a way to go. Solar panel, camera, boom, done. And the camera's pretty good.
Now, can we talk about the elephant in the room?
The Sprint T-Mobile thing?
Yes.
Yes. Apparently, from what I've heard, Sprint had to do it.
Yeah, and they did. They were just failing. T-Mobile is just, you know, in my opinion, T-Mobile's just been coming up and up and up and up. Everybody's going with T-Mobile, and Sprint was just going down.
Even with the Hear Me Now guy. They were trying, and they were offering all kinds of really good deals.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a big fan of Sprint. I don't have Sprint as my service.
Why are you a big fan of Sprint?
When I was with Sprint, I was always a big fan of them, and they've been...
Well, that was like 20 years ago. In my opinion, personally, they have not kept up with the infrastructure.
Yeah.
They have not been able to keep up with Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile.
Well, what is
in terms of the infrastructure?
What is the big push for these companies? The big push, and this is what's sad, Sprint was on the forerunning when it came to faster speeds, moving from 3G to 4G.
Yeah.
They called it something different, but they were the ones that were pushing to make it happen. And somehow they stumbled and they just lost the focus and they did not go in that direction. Even people with Sprint will tell you, yeah, that's kind of what happened.
Yeah. Now I don't know the story behind it.
The big push is 5G.
Yes, 5G is going to be life-changing. I mean, seriously, if you have any phone right now or anything that's internet-connected, 5G is going to be the future. I mean, really, we think about what 4G has done for cell phones. 5G is going to, like, double down on that, if not even triple down on that. 5G is going to be amazing. And I think that when you have two large companies like T-Mobile and Sprint that come together, they form one company. Again, we don't know what they're going to be called.
They could be called Sprobel.
Yeah, they could be called that. I don't know. Or maybe T-Mobile just says, screw it. We're just
John Legere, who looks a bit like a rock star. Have you ever noticed that?
Oh, yeah, totally.
You know, you got
80s rock star. Yeah.
Yeah, you got Elon Musk, who looks like, Metallica's lead now.
Speaking of that, I'm not going to say it now, but remind me in a little bit, Elon Musk versus Iron Man. Okay. Just remind me.
All right. Good. It better not be anything about Avengers, because I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Just remind me.
It better not be. All right.
Just remind me.
Okay. So you got John Legere, who is with T-Mobile.
Did you just say John Leguizamo?
Legere.
Wait, who's the actor again?
John Leguizamo?
Yeah.
You're thinking about him? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'd be a great CEO though.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah. But John Legere, he looks like a rock star. He's got the long hair and everything else. He's going to be the CEO of the company. So the combined Sprint, T-Mobile kind of coming together. And again, the big push, 5G. Now, with the combined towers, the combined technology.
Yes.
It could
I think that's going to be huge.
Yeah.
It could. I think it's going to be huge. I mean, Verizon is huge. AT&T is huge. T-Mobile and Sprint have always come in like a distant second and third, variously, amongst the carriers around here.
Oh, and then you've got you've got the other ones.
Well, the other ones ride off of Verizon, AT&T. They don't really count.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't mean any
consumer
disrespect.
Cellular. Come on,
come on, dude. Do you? Well, you're old enough. You got consumer cellular, right?
No, we do not have it.
with the huge letter phones and stuff.
It's like a good savings, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, shut up. He's got me laughing now. No, I'm talking about like, you know, I don't mean any disrespect to like Metro PCS or Boost Mobile. They ride along Verizon AT&T's towers.
Yeah, that doesn't
at a
mean
discounted
that,
rate.
That doesn't mean they're using their technologies. They are leasing their towers.
They're leasing their towers.
For example,
exactly.
Xfinity. Xfinity is one of those that is now in the cell game. They're really pushing hard.
God, please don't ever mention them again.
Yeah, well, they're pushing. They're trying really hard to get people to start going with their phone service. And you know, I asked them. I said, "Aren't you the backbone for Verizon? You know, or isn't Verizon your backbone?" They said, no. They have their own head-in equipment. They're just leasing their towers. So I don't know. I honestly think, though, everybody should be looking at Sprint, T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T to be the ones that are going to drive 5G.
No, I really honestly think, looking forward, and again, this I could be completely wrong, but looking forward to like 5 years from now, I think the Sprint, T-Mobile merger with all their technology behind it, and I know T-Mobile is super pressing the 5G, I think that they might come out on top.
Yeah.
You know, you got companies like Verizon and AT&T who are multi-billion dollar companies, but you got T-Mobile who's got that heart, that passion. And now they've just acquired an entire carrier to come along with them. I mean, that's what it is. They acquired Sprint. It wasn't they merged it. They bought out Sprint.
It's a lot of money too.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
They bought out Sprint. And now you've got T-Mobile who's going to be a major, major carrier. I think that because of the heart, because of their CEO, John
Legere.
Gaziamo. Legere.
Just think French. Legere.
Okay. Legere.
All right.
I think because of that guy is so cool. I mean, he's such a cool dude.
Yeah.
And I think that he's really got his mind in the right place. And I think that T-Mobile is going to be the future of cell. Call me wrong.
I think it'd be hard pressed for AT&T not to be on top. AT&T has been around for a long time. Again, it all depends on how much the company wants to develop into 5G and expand their tower coverage.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, there's nothing worse. And I'll be honest with you, in Tucson, T-Mobile, not one of the best. T-Mobile, my wife has T-Mobile.
It just depends on where you're at.
My wife has T-Mobile. I don't. And, I can't call, leave message. It's just sometimes the signal is just awful. So again, it all depends on how much they're going to invest in the towers. Now, does that mean that T-Mobile will start using the tower bases as well for Sprint? Sure. And that means better for us consumers. So we'll have to wait and see what happens with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would love to see if Xfinity could get better, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. Nah.
I don't think so.
I mean, you had some issues with Xfinity recently.
Yes. We did a major upgrade because we would like to be able to put out better product when it comes to the technology that we're using. And the experience has been one that I can only imagine has been frustrating for others as well. And I feel sometimes, and I don't know if anybody else has dealt with the big players when it comes to internet, like Cox and Comcast, Xfinity, or Time Warner, or any of the others, or Spectrum, sometimes you just feel like nothing you say will make a darn difference.
Yep.
And we got to take a break. When we come back, Justin has a possible solution. He shared with us before.
I do.
If you feel like you're nothing and nothing you say means anything when you're dealing with these big companies, you definitely want to hang out for that. We're going to share that with you coming up next. I'm Andy Taylor.
I'm Justin Lemmy. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/techtalkers. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Tech Talk Radio. I'm Justin Lemmy.
I'm Andy Taylor. All right, so if you've ever had a bad experience dealing with a company that is just so big, I mean, that happens sometimes.
Big companies are a dime a dozen now.
Yeah, and it happens where you call and you're hoping you get somebody who could just make a change, and it's not that big a deal. Okay, here, get change made, blah, blah, blah. And, oh, it can be frustrating. So let me just kind of go over it. And for those that have listened for, you know, the years that we've done the show, you know, I've been a happy customer for the most part of the folks over at Xfinity, which formerly, you know, we called them Comcast, and that was it. For us in Tucson, where we do this show from, and I apologize to anybody that's in the area that does not get their service, that's listening. They are the only game in town when it comes to high-speed internet. The only game. Mm. There are options.
You need to move to Denver.
Well, depending on what you need when it comes to the internet. For us, obviously, we need the fastest pipe available. So your options are going to be Cox, Comcast. And if you don't live in the Cox cable area, forget it. Then your next options are services like Sprocket or Simply Bits or CenturyLink. And CenturyLink is what Justin uses, but CenturyLink in Denver is...
I've got gigabit. So I get like my average speed tests are like 950 megabit down, 920 megabit up.
Now, quick question. Do you rent your modem or did you go out and buy your own?
I rent.
You rent. So you let them provide the modem.
Yeah.
All right. Do you bundle voice with it? Anything else?
Nope. Just straight internet.
And no cable either.
No cable. I don't have cable. Our television is either over the air for free. To be honest, the only thing we really do actually watch is we use the Fire TV, Amazon, but we have a Japanese IPTV. Internet protocol television. We get 100 channels of live Japanese television with a 7-day DVR on demand. So it's basically a streaming service of Japanese television. That's what Misa watches all the time. And if not, we got Netflix.
You get, even in Denver, you get a good over the air signal. Tucson, it's very difficult to get one. I mean, I'm two blocks away from the station. And it can be very difficult. You have to buy a very expensive antenna to be able to do that.
Yeah, I bought like a $20 just regular antenna. I basically plumb that signal into an input. It goes into the basement, and then I have a splitter in the basement that splits out to all my televisions the signal. And, okay. You know,
and it works.
It's free.
So I decided, my bill has been $190 a month.
Good God.
All right. What I get is I was getting high speed internet, up to 100 megabits per second. I get, I had phone service. So I know. Don't laugh.
I'm sorry. I'm trying not to, but it's just,
you know, it's just, I get phone service. And then I was getting, 100.
Does your phone even work?
It was. 120 120 channels. That's
it. Of course the channels were just fine, because, you know, as long as you got Lifetime and your Hallmark channel,
and
you're
ID
good,
channel,
right?
ID channel. Yeah, gotta have that too. Game Show Network. So
for those of you who are just tuning in, Andy really loves Lifetime. I don't know why.
Hallmark. Good quality entertainment right there.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not even going to go there.
Hey, listen, I wake up in the morning at, you know, 3:30 in the morning, and I can pop on the TV and there's I Love Lucy. You know what? It just puts a smile on my face.
Yeah, because you're that old. Back when I Love Lucy was on, when you were a kid, you were like, that was live.
Oh, he's in rare form today. He really is. Oh, my God. My goal was to be a Fred Mertz at some point and own an apartment. Do you know, have you ever taken a second to think about Fred Mertz? Fred Mertz. All right, number one, how old was he in the show? Number two, how much younger than Fred was Ethel? I mean, seriously, Fred Mertz had to be like 78, and Ethel was about 39, maybe 40. What the heck? And then the guy owns an apartment building in Manhattan. Do you know how much that guy would be worth today? It would be. He'd be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Fred Mertz would be, he'd be rolling in the dough. So yeah, no, I just love that show. Okay, so let's get back on track here. So I decided, you know, I don't need the phone. I'm sick of the $190 a month phone bill or bill. So I thought, I don't really use the phone anymore. Everything is my cell phone.
So you dropped the phone, and let me guess, they lowered your bill by 10 bucks.
No, it gets better. Okay. So I thought, everything is my cell phone now. Or if we need somebody to call in the show, when's the last time you and I have used the phone line to connect on an interview? We don't.
I don't know.
Right? We don't. Yeah. We use Skype. If we need to make a phone call, we'll get your number. We call you on Skype, and that's, you know, that's the way you do it. And the quality is great.
Just like we did last week with Tim.
Exactly. So I decided I don't need the phone line. Let's see how much money I could save. So I could also downgrade the modem and use my own personal modem that I've had for a few years that I paid cash for. And I thought, I'll put that to use. So I call them, and we start going, okay, I want to do this. Oh, can I upgrade the speed on my downloads? Because I'm getting about 80 megabits per second down, maybe 90.
You're talking to a cable company. They're not going to guarantee anything.
Well, they tell me. They have a package.
Oh, of course.
There you go. I get a package. And at first, they tell me I can get 250 channels versus my 120. Then I could get a download speed of 400 up to 400 megabits per second.
The keyword, up to.
Yes. And uploads of about up to 25 megabits per second. Now, for me, and I think where we're going eventually with streaming and everything else, having that higher upload speed would be great. So I decided, you know what, let's do that. But I'd also like HBO because I want to watch Silicon Valley, right? And so, okay, great. We'll put a package together. The package, after I turn in the modem, get rid of the phone service, supply my own modem, $195 a month.
What? This actually raised it?
It went up $5. I decide, you know what? Okay. I can write off that higher internet speed. Let's go for it. So I go ahead, bite the bullet, get my modem in, start doing a speed test of my modem. My modem is only rated to 350 gigabits per second. Okay, that's not good. I'm going to have to buy another modem, which is 150, 160 bucks, or rent one and pay 10 bucks a month for it. So now my bill goes to $205 a month for cable. So I decide to call them and find out why, though, when I do a speed test, you ready for this? I'm getting 120 megabits per second down. That's it.
Okay. So again,
if anything,
up to,
but up to, come on, it's gotta be closer than that.
No, that's the way they get around it, man.
That's not right though. That's not the way it should be.
Yeah, up to between the hours of 2:59 AM and 3 AM. That's when you're going to get up to 400.
That's it. But you see,
that's the inherent problem with cable modems. Cable modems are, it's a community-based thing. Now, I challenge you to wake up at 2 a.m. and go run a speed test.
Yeah.
And you'll find that your speeds are much faster than they are at 5 or 6 or 7 p.m. at night because you are sharing that same circuit with your entire neighborhood. That circuit could be only up to 1 gigabit per second, which means you got, let's just say 30 households. Okay. I'm just calling a number out there. 30 households with each 5 devices.
Right.
Okay. That's going to be what? 150 devices total.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're sharing that bandwidth.
You're sharing that entire bandwidth. Yeah, you're sharing that 1 gigabit that you have throughout the whole community.
Wow.
So when it comes to the hours of peak usage, that's going to be the worst time you can use it. But that's what cable is. Cable does not dedicate. If you really want the best of the best service, you have to pay a premium, and that is a point-to-point circuit. Now, those are dedicated for like businesses.
Right.
You're going to be looking at paying, and again, this
isn't like $500 bucks, isn't it?
No, not even that. No, you're looking at around $1,000 to $2,000 a month.
Wow,
just for a dedicated circuit. Now, even $1,000 a month would only get you about 1.44 megabits per second. That's like a DSL line.
Yeah,
if you want like a 50, let's say, okay, I'm coming from experience here because I deal with this every single day in my work.
Right.
If you want a 100 megabit point-to-point circuit, you're going to be dealing about $4,000 a month.
That's absurd.
But it's dedicated and it's guaranteed.
Right. And that's, I know that it's not guaranteed. That's why they say up to.
Up to.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. If you get a point-to-point with a business, you're looking at $4,000 a month, but you're looking at dedicated 100 megabits per second, 99.9% uptime.
You said megabits, not gigabits.
Megabits.
Forget that.
So you're looking at a 100 megabit circuit for $4,000 a month.
Wow. Now, how are you getting then the service you get, which is 1 gigabit?
Because I live in Denver.
Uh-huh.
I think I pay $90, $95 a month, and I get gigabit service.
I can pay $90 a month and get guaranteed 125. That's what they say. 125 megabits per second.
It's like a ninth of what I have.
Wow, crazy stuff.
All right, and you blame me for the problems that we have,
right? So that's the dilemma I'm in. I've talked to 4 different people. All of them say something different. My internet says only rated for 70 megabits per second down. So again, and each one will explain it differently. There is a solution, though. Now, the solution would be just get rid of it all and try to
The
start
solution
over.
Is for you to move to Denver. Yeah. We can do the show locally. Exactly. You don't have to worry about this.
Yeah, that could work.
We're going to take a quick break, okay? Well, Andy collects his breath.
All right, when we come back, you've got that solution, though, that could help somebody in the pinch that I'm in.
I've got the solution, and right. I've also got to talk a little bit about superheroes in real life.
And you promised no spoilers.
I promise no spoilers, but we're going to talk about superheroes in real life.
They're called soldiers.
Yeah, God bless our military.
Yep.
But we're going to talk about real superheroes in real life coming back after the break. You can find us on Twitter at twitter.com Tech Talk Radio. Actually, just at Tech Talk Radio, right?
Exactly. Yes. Yes. All right. Please follow us. Welcome back to Tech Talk Radio. Thank you for hanging out. Hope you're having awesome day, whether you're listening to this on our broadcast or even the podcast version, which is basically the same, but it just means, you know, it's like on demand.
On demand. Yeah. That's how everybody wants their stuff now. On demand.
On demand. You know what? Most of the shows I watch, I do watch on demand. Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Watch that on demand. I watch Big Bang Theory. A big season ender this past week, so I have to see if they'll go for everybody says season 12 will be it. But you don't watch the show, which I find that so hard to believe.
I watched Big Bang Theory for like the first like 3 seasons, but then it just got old to me.
Yeah. Well, you should see it now.
Well, I probably should.
All right. So we talked a little bit about the dilemma. I'm trying to think, do I go ahead and just downgrade everything internet wise?
You've got issues with Xfinity, which is Comcast.
Right.
And I have had issues with CenturyLink in the past. When I first signed up with CenturyLink, I had some issues where I could not get to a particular website and I was doing trace routes. I mean, I'm a network engineer, so I was doing all the things that I could do to prove to them that it was not me, it was them that was blocking it,
right?
Or doing something wrong. And every single time I contacted support, which was their, you know, their call in support, where the first thing they ask, you know, what is your name? Well, you know, blah, blah, blah. Let me go ahead and fill out this ticket, you know, and they never could help me. Every single time they're like, well, we don't know what's going on, but that must be you. You must have a problem with your computer. Finally, I got so frustrated that I started Googling this this thing, and I came across this website to spare you a little bit of time.
Right.
I came across a website that's called emailtheboss.org.
I'm writing this down. Emailtheboss.org?
Okay. Yes. Now, this is a company that has multiple CEOs or presidents of various companies. It doesn't have to be technology related. It has a majority of the CEOs and presidents of companies in their database. And you can search for the company. You can search for the CEO. You can find them. And then you can actually fill out a form, an email to them.
Wow.
And the thing is, they never give you their email address, but they will send it on your behalf.
I wish I would have had this. They have the Scott Sider, the CEO for Pep Boys. I would love to have sent him a note going, how come you guys didn't put my oil cap back on?
Yeah. No, I mean, seriously, you could do that. So here's what I did. I found the CEO of CenturyLink, Glenn Post III, and I filled out this form. And I basically, in very cordial email, I did not blast him or anything like that. I said, you know, look, sir, I'm having these issues with your company, and I'm a paying customer, and I have not had these issues dealt with. I would respectfully request that you find somebody who can actually help me do this. And I sent it off to them, and I forgot about it. Not even 72 hours later, I had a phone call from a level 4 technician who works for the office of the president of CenturyLink.
Wow.
And he contacted me. He says, hey, I got your request. Let's go ahead and fix this. And I said, you know, okay, blah, blah, blah. We went ahead and fixed the issue. But I asked him, I said, how did you figure this out? How did you figure out that I had this issue? He goes, dude, your email went to the CEO. Our CEO then forwarded to every single vice president and president underneath him,
what?
Which then in turn forwarded to every single manager who hit my manager. And then my manager hit me and said, whatever it takes, take care of this person, because that is exact words from his CEO. Whatever it takes, take care of this person.
Wow. That is cool.
So I'm telling you, emailtheboss.org. It's a very simple to remember. It might help you out.
Brian Roberts is the guy that's the CEO of Comcast, right? I got a picture of with him. Me and him together.
Seriously?
Yeah, the Consumer Electronics Show.
You need to take that picture, send it to him, and say, bro, remember me? We had tequila shots.
No, we were just on an escalator. That is hilarious. Oh, okay.
Well, you know what? You could say you had tequila shots, because if you had tequila shots, he probably wouldn't remember anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, seriously. emailtheboss.org. Find your CEO, find your president, find out who needs to be there, and then email them. One more thing I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Superheroes.
Okay.
Now, we know that Avengers Infinity War is out in theaters. That's the big, huge superhero movie right now.
You give any spoilers, I'm coming through the screen and poking you in the eye.
I'm not going to give any spoilers out.
All right.
But here's the thing. Look at the superheroes that are out there in the movies, and we've been following since we're children. Yeah. I mean, we got
Captain
Superman.
Midnight.
Well, okay, let me. Yeah, okay, whatever.
I was going way back.
Superman and Lex Luthor, right? We've got Batman. We've got Iron Man. We've got Spider Man. We've got. I mean, you could name them. I mean,
wait, stop. Why did you mention Lex Luthor? He was a bad guy.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
I mean, Gene Hackman's
cool. I'm getting to that.
Okay, fine.
So look at real life right now. Okay, yeah. Look at real life. Who? In your mind, think about this for a second. Who in your mind would be the real life Lex Luthor?
Oh, Lex Luthor. The real life Lex Luthor.
Luthor or Luthor?
No, Lex Luthor.
Okay. Okay.
I don't.
Because I was talking. I want to.
That's a good question.
I want to give another quick shout out. Okay. Rob, who works at Brews Beers, which is the brewery that's in our neighborhood. We were talking about this today.
Right.
And he mentioned this. And this is what got me thinking about it. But who do you think would be the real life Lex Luthor?
The guy who's running the FCC?
Lex Luthor. No. No. Let me go ahead and give it to you.
All right.
Jeff Bezos.
Bezos. Yeah, well, yeah. I could kind of see it.
I mean, he looks like him, first off.
For our listeners who don't know, Jeff Bezos.
And he's the CEO of Amazon.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So, I mean, he looks like him for one.
Okay. Yeah, and nerdy Lex Luthor.
Well,
yeah.
Bald.
Yeah.
Okay, and devilish. I mean, the guy, like, I mean, you look at pictures of him. He never looks happy.
Catch him in the right light. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the right light has never come upon this guy.
Isn't he
apparently
like the world's richest man? Why isn't he looking
very
happy?
Closest.
No,
yeah,
he is.
Exactly. No, because he's on world domination. That's what he wants. That's what he really wants. And that's what Lex Luthor wants, world domination, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's move on. Who do you think would be Iron Man?
Iron Man in this situation?
Iron Man. Iron Man is Tony Stark.
Right.
Right. And what did Tony Stark know? What did Tony Stark do?
He created all kinds of companies.
Yeah. And he's extremely wealthy and extremely good looking. Who do you think would be Iron Man in this situation?
I would have to go with the Tesla, the Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. Elon
Musk.
Right. I mean, that is Iron Man. He's basically Iron Man. Okay. Let me give you one more. Who do you think would be. Now, again, we have to go with people that don't actually have superpowers.
All right,
okay.
Yeah.
Because these are, you know,
superpowers, they're fake. Yeah. Sorry, kids. There's no such thing as Superman, okay? Who would you think would be Batman?
Oh, Batman.
Because Batman doesn't actually have any superpowers.
Mark Cuban.
You know what? That was actually my second guess. And yeah. I kind of personally think that Mark Cuban would be because he's so super rich.
He is.
But the thing was, the argument that we had at the bar with Rob was that the Batman would actually be Sir Richard Branson.
Oh, I don't know. He's more the like CEO an Alfred. He's like Alfred.
Dude, but Richard Branson, I mean, he's like a multi-billionaire, has Virgin Galactic, Virgin Media. I mean, the guy has formed so many companies. Mark Cuban, what did he do? He founded, like, Yahoo.
Yeah, broadcast.com. No. Broadcast.com is his thing.
Yeah.
I met Mark. He's a great guy. I see Mark.
No, I don't want to take away from Mark. Mark is a great guy.
But I'm thinking Richard Branson, he looks like the kind of guy that if you threw a punch at him, he'd flinch. At least Cuban would take it. You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. We'll go with that. Okay, so now here's one more.
All right.
Who do you think would be... and then this is a kind of a stretch because you could kind of say he's got superpowers. Who's Deadpool?
Oh, Deadpool. Oh, my gosh. Ryan Reynolds. No.
Of course Ryan Reynolds. I mean, but he's an actor. But who would you think in real life would be Deadpool?
Oh, boy. This is good. I'm thinking here. Deadpool. Schwarzenegger.
Ah, good one.
Yeah.
I think so. I think I can see that one.
Maybe.
You know, but the thing is I gotta say, looking back, every time I hear the word Deadpool, I really do think of Ryan Reynolds, honestly. But that's just because he's the actor. But in real life,
it was funny because I gotta be honest with you. This morning I started watching because now I have HBO.
But Deadpool doesn't but Arnold Schwarzenegger doesn't really have a sense of humor Deadpool.
You know, Schwarzenegger might be better as Batman, now that I think about it.
But Schwarzenegger's not that rich.
He's got a lot of money.
Yeah, but not nearly as rich as Bruce Wayne.
Sure, a lot of it's going out to Palimony.
By the way, guys, we are Tech Talk Radio. We are talking about tech somewhere in this show.
Yeah. I don't know. Who would be who would be Deadpool? I mean, seriously.
I don't know. That's, you know what? Maybe we can ask the listeners. You know what's
so funny about this, though? I mean, think about it. In growing up, in the last 20 years, the tech giants were Bill Gates. Uh-huh. You had Bill Gates.
Yeah.
You had Steve Jobs. You had Linus Torvalds. And, I mean, those were the guys. Those were the ones that drove it. And now...
By the way, Linus Torvalds is the founder of Linux, if you don't know.
Yes. But now you look at it and it is Jeff Bezos. It is Elon Musk. Those are the drivers. I mean, whatever happened to this crazy, goofy... what's his name? The guy from Microsoft.
Oh, Steve Ballmer. Clippers now. He owns the Clippers.
You know what would be great, though? Paul Allen. Paul Allen, the guy who left Microsoft quietly and has gone to live his life quietly. We find out he is the Lex Luthor.
No, we find out that Paul Allen is secretly regretting every decision he ever made for leaving Microsoft when he did. Just like Steve Wozniak left when he was like, Apple was like,
I like
a
Woz.
Baby company. Yeah, Woz is cool.
Woz. I like Woz.
You know what? It's funny. If you go to Japan, I was in Japan earlier this year, right?
Right.
Everywhere I look, there was ads with Steve Wozniak on it.
Because people like him.
Because they... think that Steve Wozniak, since Jobs died, is the one that's running it, but he's not. He has nothing to do with Apple anymore. Oh. He's a customer.
Is he on the board? I think he's on the board. No?
Nope. He has nothing to do with the company anymore, but yet he is super popular basically everywhere in the world except for America. But Steve Wozniak, because he's the sole true founder of Apple that's left alive.
Yeah.
And the whole rest of the world loves him. Except for America.
What about Zuckerberg? Zuckerberg, now that's a good villain right there.
Zuckerberg, I think he's a robot, actually. Did you see all those like CNBC things where he was like totally robotic about everything? I don't like Zuckerberg.
If you want to see the Lex Luthor of tech, that would be, you know, probably Zuckerberg. But you've got to take a look at bad lip reading. Bad lip reading.
They haven't done anything recently.
Oh, yes, they have.
What? I haven't gotten any updates lately.
They did Mark Zuckerberg in front of Congress talking about all of this.
That.
And it is a riot. So again, you got to take a look at that. All right.
My YouTube is my YouTube recommended page is now a bunch of Fortnite and NFL clips because yeah. apparently that's all I watch anymore.
Yeah, they capture on that. Mine is car repair. So good luck. All right, I'll tell you what, we got to take a quick break. So superhero wise, we think that the Lex Luthor of the world is Jeff Bezos.
Yep.
And the
Batman, Batman is Richard Branson.
All right. And
Iron Man is Elon Musk.
There you go.
I'll give you guys, if anybody listeners out there, you want to say something different, message us. Let us know on our Facebook page, facebook.com/tech talkers, or just send us a tweet at Tech Talk Radio. Let us know why we are wrong or why we're right.
How about Catwoman?
I have no idea.
Well, we'll let the listeners come up with that one.
Okay. We'll be right back
with more of Tech Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Radio. I'm Justin Lemmy.
I'm Andy Taylor. All right, so you've got a story about Amazon that I think is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I read about this earlier this week. Amazon has a top secret plan to build home robots. Now, this is according to Bloomberg. They're talking about how, you know, Amazon introduced the Kindle and the Echo and all that good stuff like this. But now they're working on a new project, Robots for Home, and it's codenamed Vesta, after the Roman goddess of the hearth, home, and family. And it's overseen by Greg Zurr, who actually runs Amazon's Lab 126 Hardware Research and Development Division. That's based out of Sunnyvale.
Right.
They're also responsible for the things like the Echo, the Fire TV, the Fire tablets, and the ill-fated Fire Phone. But they're talking about the Vesta project, talking about putting basically robots in homes.
They would follow you.
Yeah, that would follow you and do things for you by as early as 2019. I'm not quite sure how that's going to happen, but it's very interesting to hear that.
When you think about it, Roomba is really kind of a robot because it takes itself and it when it's running low on power, it will dock itself.
Yeah,
if anybody's ever had a Roomba, I've got one. I love them. You know, they're good.
It's maybe basically like that. Now, the thing is if you ask Amazon about this, they're basically saying they don't comment on rumors and speculation. So we don't really know, but apparently they're in some sort of a top secret thing to do.
Hey, I'll do anything. We can fold clothes. You go ahead.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. You can do my laundry for me, make my bed. I mean, I'll buy you. Yeah. I'll spend a couple $1,000s.
Why not? I when I heard that the thing to fold clothes that is available is $16,000. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Hey, why not, right?
All right, we got a website of the week for you. It's a fun one. If you're looking for something to do while you're sitting at your desk, you've been enjoying this show, laughing and sad that it's just about over. Here's what you do. Go to powerline.io. Powerline.io. It is a time waster.
I'm playing it right now.
But it is a fun game.
And you're actually playing against real people, too.
Yeah, you're playing against people when you're online.
You know that old game Snake?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like that.
Back in the Atari days? It's like Snake, but basically you're playing against real people and you're trying to get close to other people to gain, I don't know, something.
Gain points.
It's pretty cool.
It's fun.
Powerline.io.
That's it for this week's Tech Talk Radio. I'm Andy Taylor.
I'm Justin Lemmy. You can find us again on Facebook, facebook.com/tech talkers or on techtalkradio.com. We'll see you next week.
Have yourself a great week.
Yeah.
That was my Batman voice. I am Batman.